Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program, Crossroads, was produced in 2003. For empowerment workshops and retreats and or healing opportunities, check out joy2u.org.
This is Joy Ray Freeman, bringing joy to the world. We're now at a crossroad, a fork in the road. Is it destruction and oppression? Could it be near Armageddon, as many have been told? Or will we choose freedom, unity, and peace? Rising, joining, and believing in how it's meant to be. Well, when we accept that we are co-creators, there is only one way it can unfold. The planet's healed. The people are free. And yes, our pockets have more gold.
One Sunday at 7:15, in a conference room somewhere in space. One by one all the Celestials dropped in until all of the host was in place. Refreshments were offered, some white fluffy cake, and a kettle of warm steamy milk. Everything served up on porcelain plates on a table of linen and silk. "May I bring this meeting to order," was heard, and all turned to the head of the room. "I welcome you all to this high-level council. We've plenty of work to resume." A steno stood up with a pad in one hand and announced the agenda in rhyme. "There's the matter of buckling Orion's belt and of cleaning the Milky Way's grime. And someone's donated two huge pearly gates, and they're stirring up quite the big fuss. For to make matters worse, now the Salvation Army has given the damn things to us. But firstly and foremost, this annual assembly has holy intention and worth. For we're gathered together to work out the plan for the placement of heaven on earth." A poet took the podium and offered a prayer, "Where our vision falls short, may we see. May we do all we can to ensure that all beings will be the blessed they can be." Two nurses continued by pleading for peace, and for gentleness Joan of Arc beamed. The good Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said a prayer for all those who had dreamed. The floor is now open, the research committee will render their statements and notes. When we've heard all the proposals, then everyone makes their decision and votes. So one by one cherubs were stating their cases, saying heaven should be here or there. Some lobbied for down in the deepest of oceans, some argued for up in the air. But when all was concluded, it was quite apparent that this was a point on which few could agree. 'Twas no simple matter deciding just where this dominion of heaven should be. At last in the silence a small voice was heard from a humble and timorous man. "My name's Murray Goldberg. I'm still on probation, but I think that I got a good plan. Seems I've been spending my lifetimes alone in my search for my soul and my source, and I have shunned the distraction of my fellow beings for the fear that they throw me off course. Yet when I get together with one or more others, there's nothing that feels so divine. To be in communion with sisters and brothers must surely be heaven's design. So how about we scrap all the blueprints and plans, and instead we install it by parts? We put a large portion of heaven deep down in the corner of everyone's heart. Again there was silence, and then an explosion, unanimous beating of wings and of legs. And the meeting had gone through the night to the dawn, so Saint Benedict started some eggs. Harriet Tubman went off for her train. St. Bernard went off walking his dog. I'm taking a couple of tablets, says Moses. While Murray was simply agog. But from that moment forward, the issue was passed with a permanent home by decree, where two or more beings are gathered in love. Here the realm of all heaven shall be.
Christ's new generation. We encircle God's children with the love of the Christ. With freedom's violet flame, they'll select what is right. May their journey through life be free of despair, as they decree what is truth and with light then repair. Christ's new generation is born to be free, to see, to be. Let them feel the warmth of God love caress. Let them feel the strength of God success. With freedom to create their promised destiny, as beings of light, as God's holy testimony. As God's focus of acceleration in time, may they be the presence within divine. Let them light up our planet, showing all space. They've prepared a new earth for the human race. Prepare yourselves, O sons and daughters of God. Fortify and cleanse with freedom's flaming rod. May the violet flame clear your way as you blaze a path into freedom's day. Christ's new generation is born to be free, to see, to be. We pray for God's children to share the goal, to help all others Christ's presence unfold. Yes, freedom is a gift from beloved Saint Germain, that all may be one in the violet flame. The states of the Union need only one plan. To be filled with the light, then united we stand. Oh, play Liberty's music from the spheres. Let the sounds of freedom resound as we cheer. Violet light, set them free. Violet light, set them free. Violet light, set them free.
Let me sit by the shore, watch the water roll over the smooth living stones as they sing to me. Like a rock I will stand, steadfast and forever free. Let me gaze at the sky, watch the birds flying over, their wings of light, they beckon me. Like the hawk, I will soar, fearless and forever free. I will live all my life with the strength of the tiger. I will walk through each day with the wonder of a child. While I live, let my mind be always open. When I die, let me be forever free. Father God, who created me, let my voice always sing a true song of love. Let the music always be, let the music always be, let the music always be forever.
The following is from a talk given by Joe Simonetta at the Peace Rally in Venice, Florida, January 18, 2003. Chief Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, "We must share in the action and passion of our times for fear of being judged not to have lived." We are here today to share in the action and passion of our time. When the founding principles upon which a country is built are violated by its leaders, it is the sacred duty of the people to rise up and assemble in opposition. When Henry David Thoreau was in prison for civil disobedience, his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson came to visit him. Emerson said to Thoreau, "David, what are you doing in there?" And Thoreau said to Emerson, "Waldo, what are you doing out there?" We are here today not out of civil disobedience, but to exercise our right to assemble and speak out. As a former U.S. Army artillery officer and a commander of a nuclear missile team, let me say that George W. Bush's Orwellian double-talk doctrine of anticipatory self-defense is exactly the kind of madness that our world does not need. Preemptive self-defense should be, if anything, about ways to secure enduring global peace and justice. It's not about unjustifiably attacking others who, over time and with good reason, will find multiple lethal ways to avenge those attacks. This simplistic and militaristic lunacy of the highest order is adolescent behavior that mature adults were supposed to have outgrown. Insanity has gripped our country. We are led by ideological warmongers who have never worn a military uniform, with illusions of invulnerability and a belief in their inherent morality. These men and women are motivated by power, campaign politics, and delusional visions of imperialism. These are the same leaders who, in office only as a consequence of devious means, have bankrupted our treasury, destroyed our economy, devastated our stock market, trashed our environmental laws, filled our people's minds with fear, stoked our darkest passions, and soured our relationships with other countries. To further their vile and transparent aims, they would have countless American and Iraqi military men and women slaughter each other and Iraqi civilians, including children. This is wicked and immoral. Yet despite the passionate, legitimate objections of the majority of American citizens, we proceed down this depraved and repulsive road. There is something very, very wrong in our country. We need to examine closely the evil that exists here before we point our fingers elsewhere. Where, so many of us ask, is the visionary leadership our world so desperately craves? We have an administration whose president, a textbook example of cronyism, and vice president who makes secrets of public matters, are both entangled in unresolved multi-billion dollar energy company scandals. Yet these leaders would have us believe that their abrupt and still unjustified anti-Iraq hysteria is not motivated by either their lust for Iraqi oil or their unrelenting and transparent political program to divert America's attention from this president's tragic domestic and international failures at leadership. With generalized threats and half-truths for his explanation, each one challenged and revealed to be shallow. George W. Bush, who skirted his own military service, failed to serve out his time in our National Guard, and flagrantly ignores world opinion, continues to orchestrate a spectacle so sorry and lethal that it will advance us only toward the Stone Age. George W. Bush has provided us with a formula, not for sustainability in our world, but for sustained chaos. The real evil that must be confronted at this time in our evolution is anyone's willingness to put the life of a man, woman, or child in harm's way without exhausting every conceivable avenue for reconciliation. This is a crime, not a war. And those of more reasoned minds have come to understand in our heavily populated world, already fraught with complicated environmental, economic, and political perils, we have neither the time, resources, nor energy to be fighting with each other. It is time for our species to grow up. It is time for the intelligent people of this planet, with unprecedented inclusiveness, respect for diversity, and a sense of responsibility for the whole of life, to join together on a planetary scale and move our species and civilization in a direction that is peaceful, just, and sustainable.
Hardly wait to get the triggers loaded when the airplanes hit and the towers exploded. You should have seen them on the big TV. They was the first great war of the 21st century. The flames are still burning, they already had their man. They said he was hiding in the mountains of Afghanistan. We asked to see the evidence, they said they couldn't show. Now this is war, they said, and that's all you need to know. America, you're scaring me, you're making me ashamed. You're going out for blood and I can't let you do it. Not in my American name. You want to talk about the body count? Well, it's running up the mast. Almost 4,000 people died in that New York City blast. And there's 5,000 people every month that you kill, strangling Iraq for a dirty dollar bill. And you want to talk about brutality? All right, let's get it out. Depleted uranium, now what's that all about? Innocent victims, can you even see their tears? Irradiated homelands for 4 billion years. And you want to talk about the terrorists and what makes them run? Well, you taught them everything they know. You even gave them their guns. Every killer with a grudge is just a tool to be used. And then you forget about them until they make the news. America, you're scaring me, you're making me ashamed. You're going up for blood and I can't let you do it. Not in my American name. The justice that you claim. Yeah, but the numbers that we're talking about are a whole different game. Millions of people have no safe place to hide. That's not justice, my friend, that's genocide. So I'm gonna have my say, and I'll say it loud and clear. In every crowd, in every corner, every place I can find an ear. And you can try to shut me up, but no matter what you do, I got a right to speak, and I'm American, too. America, you're scaring me and making me ashamed. You're going out for blood, and I can't let you do it. Not in my American name. America, you're scaring me and making me ashamed. You're going out for blood and I just can't let you do it. Not in my American name. Not in my American name.
Anthem by Stephen Longfellow Fisk. Oh, say, can we see? By the one light in all, our earth to embrace, at the call of all nations, where our children can play, in a world without war, where we stand hand in hand, in the grace of creation. Where the rivers run clean through the forests of green, where the cities stand tall in the clear skies of freedom. Oh, say, do our hearts sing out for harmony and love forever on the planet of our birth, blessed with peace on earth. Thank you.
that wave of love will rise. Won't you please hear my prayer for this land? Won't you please hear my prayer for this land? Won't you please hear my prayer for this land? Won't you please hear my prayer for this land?
Once was a king who offered a prize to the artist who could paint the best picture of peace. Many artists tried. The king looked at all the pictures, but there were only two he really liked, and he had to choose between them. One picture was a calm lake, and the lake was a perfect mirror for peaceful, towering mountains that were all around it. Overhead was a blue sky with fluffy white clouds. All who saw this picture thought that it was a perfect picture of peace. The other picture had mountains too, but those were rugged and bare. Above was an angry sky from which rain fell and in which lightning played. Down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall. This did not look peaceful at all, but when the king looked, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing in a crack in the rock. In the bush, a mother bird had built her nest. There, in the midst of the rush of angry water, sat the mother bird on her nest, in perfect peace. The king chose the second picture. The king explained, "Peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. That is the real meaning of peace."
Going, yeah. is gonna have to pay.
Regarding the legend of the white buffalo, quoting Joseph Campbell, it matters little whether a myth is based on fact or not. What matters is whether or not the myth helps people to live better, more satisfying lives, not just for themselves alone, but as part of a community, as part of the fabric of life on this planet. In this way, if people choose it out of their intelligence and free will, a myth that has been unreal can become very real. Since the beginning of mankind's existence, there have always been legends, stories that keep deep spiritual moral purpose in life. In an interview with Stephen McFadden, author of The Legend of the Rainbow Warriors, we discussed the legend of the white buffalo and the special significance of Miracle, a white buffalo calf, born on August 20, 1994, in Rock River, Wisconsin. As Stephen explained, long ago, the seven council fires of the Lakota Sioux gathered together. Starvation was looming before them, and something had to be done. Two young men were selected in search for a buffalo. They left camp to look for the herd, but many days passed and they were unsuccessful in their search. Then something very powerful began to change their circumstances. While standing on a large prairie, they noticed a soft, sweet fragrance that filled the air about them. All of their senses alerted. They noticed in the distance the figure of a woman dressed in white buckskins. Surrounded by a bright light, she steadily moved toward them. As she got closer, one of the scouts tried to grab her, but was reduced to ashes. The other scout kneeled to honor the presence of this beautiful woman. The woman tells the scout that he is to go back to the council and tell them that she will come into their camp within 4 days bringing a sacred bundle. True to her promise, she appears to all of those there at the seven council fires. She stays 4 days, instructing them on how to live, to respect all of life, giving them special ceremonies to perform, and speaks of the sacred value of the buffalo. Upon finishing the instruction, she gives to the Lakota people the white buffalo calf pipe. Chief Arvo Looking Horse is the current caretaker of this pipe 17 generations later. As she prepares to leave the camp, White Buffalo Calf Woman says she will return again when she is needed in times of new beginnings. The sign will be the birth of the White Buffalo Calf. It will mean the coming of peace, unity, and wholeness to the earth and its people. Each of us makes a difference. It is time to evaporate the gray, low-lying fogs of fear that clog our minds. Clarity of thought, warmth of faith, intelligent reasoning, planning, and proper actions are the best tools for keeping harmony. By Donna Sebo.
Stealing things we'd be loving, you best be believing. We've had it up to here with that compromise, yakety 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 yak. We ain't fooling, we want the whole thing back.
We want room for the buffalo. The grizzly needs some place to go. Round up the developer, move them on down the track. Yeah. We ain't fooling, we want the whole thing back.
The jailbird condor might have hope. If the green people ever learn how to vote, we could close them roads down, move them off the map. We ain't fooling, we want some wilderness back.
Never said we would be silent. Stand up, people, now. Shout, protest, and sing. Forever wild, child, let your freedom ring.
Yeah, we're so tired of seeing them politicians stealing the things we be loving. You best be believing we've had it up to here that they compromise. Yakety, yakety, yakety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We ain't fooling, we want the whole thing back.
Oh yeah, we ain't fooling, we want the wilderness back.
I am a peacemaker. I am strong and courageous. I am a chooser. I voice this truth and will be heard. I know the precious value of peace, and I choose nonviolent resolution. I declare it in my heart and soul. World, hear and heed my declaration. I hereby align my purpose with the grandest power, that of the Creator of infinite love, caring, compassion, wisdom, and peace. I align with all peace emissaries. I respect and honor each human being's inalienable and irrevocable right to freedom, with harm to none. I am grateful for all who seek and declare a miracle of peace today. Peace be with you and with us all. By Victoria Collins, Director of the Pieces of Peace Project.
Seeing the crowds, he went up high upon a hill. There he sat and waited till everything was still. He fixed his eyes upon them, and this is what he said: "These are things of heaven and earth. Make them your daily bread." Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek. Those who thirst for what is right find that which they seek. Bless, bless, blessed peace. Bless, bless, blessed peace. Comfort others' woes, who bind the ones that bleed. They will find sweet comfort to their own hour of need. Bless, bless, blessed peace. Bless, bless, blessed peace. People hate you for doing right by me. You'll be blessed forever, so laugh and dance with me. Bless, bless, blessed peace. Bless, bless, blessed peace. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek. Those who thirst for what is right find that which they seek. Bless, bless, blessed peace. Bless, bless, blessed peace.
War is your war. New lyrics by Patti Zeitlin to the tune of This Land is Your Land, copyrighted in 1940 by Woody Guthrie. This war is your war. It is not my war. I know what it's for. This is an oil war. For corporate dollars. It doesn't take scholars to see that this war was made for you, not me. We marched and rambled and followed the footsteps of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther. We're many thousands who know the truth, sir. This war was made for you, not me. You cannot stop us. You cannot harm us. We are not armed, so you can't disarm us. In the Garden of Gethsemane, we see no enemy. This war was made by you, not me. From Oklahoma from Mississippi, from the heartland, soy land of this once great country. We're off in buses to march for justice. This war is just for you, not we. This war is your war. It is not my war. From California to the New York seashore, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This war was made by you, not me. We're doctors, preachers. We're salesmen, teachers. We're secretaries. We run the ferries. We're business owners. We're moms. We're loners. This war is made by you, not we. I'll vote for the party in the next election that works for peace as our best protection, that stands for poor folks, not just for wealthy. That party's made for you and me. This war is your war. It is not my war. I know what it's for. This is an oil war. For corporate dollars, it doesn't take scholars to see that this war was made for you, not me.
California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond desert. While around me a voice was sounding, oh, said this land was made for you and me.
Oh, the sun came shining, and we were strolling, and we fell waving, and the dust house rolling,
and the ball was lifting, and our voice was chanting. For you and me, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Oh, this land was made for you and me.
Was a great high wall there that tried to stop me, and a great big sign that said private property. On the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me.
In the city square, in the shadow of the steeple, by the relief office, I saw my people. I just stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me?
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you.
Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can ever turn me back. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land.
For you and me.
World Prayer by Dr. Martin Peebles. Divine Source, we call to you with open hearts, with the innocence and purity of children. Bless each one of us, our families, our communities, our nations, and our world with sweet peace. Help us heal the war between our heads and our hearts, so there will be no more wars between nations. Help us soothe our own pain and anger, so there will be no more violence on our streets. Allow us to release all our lost expectations so we may walk in the beauty of the present moment. Erase from us the fear of lack so we can share our resources, our time, and our stories with one another, knowing that all will come back to us tenfold. Teach us to love ourselves so we can truly love others. Remind us that we are precious in your sight. Help us see our uniqueness, experience our beauty, and know our powerful ability to create. We ask you to help us experience life as it was meant to be lived. Gift us, dear Divine Source, with the energy, the faith, the will, and the guidance to create our dream of heaven on earth. Until next time, this is Joy Ray Freeman, wishing joy to the world. Thanks for listening.